Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Kara DeFalco.
I'm Ed Kalenge.
And we are talking about food. We're back in the Kachina.
Ah.
And I did want to just briefly mention, I had the lovely opportunity recently to judge a family meatball competition.
Really?
Yes. So if you know anything about Italian people, they're very competitive.
And they love their meatballs.
And they love their meatballs. And you know what it is? Because families are pretty large and
sure.
all geographically near one another mm-hmm. for the most part. So in this case, and it was really funny, they brought me on as their celebrity guest judge.
How cool
which is
so
that? Exciting. Yeah. So sweet. And they had 9 different people submit meatballs to this competition,
okay.
all of whom were, you know, aunts, sisters, sisters-in-law, cousins, people's grandmothers and stuff like that, all friends and family of this one family that had started this competition. And it just made me laugh because everybody's was different.
Mm.
Everybody had their own way of doing things, their special ingredient, their secret,
wow.
You know, something or other. And it reminds me so much of my great-grandmother. So my great-grandmother was a perfectionist. In the kitchen, everything had to be just right. Just right, or it was not going out to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so funny because she was such a perfectionist and she would put so much time and effort into her food, if you would ask her for a recipe, she would deliberately leave something out so that yours would not be as good as hers.
Really?
Yes. It was not until she passed and we found her cookbooks with the notes down the margin that we'd be like, oh, that's how
scandal.
She did that.
Scandal.
She did not what you would, she was not to be beat.
In a way, it's okay because, you know, you could find, Uncle Fred's diary and find out about, gee, I never knew about Gladys in Seattle. But anyway, it's not as bad as that.
No.
But
this wasn't a bad thing. But
in terms of an Italian family and food, this is big.
This is it.
This is huge.
And we laugh because, I mean, it really is kind of the family joke because I hate to say it, but it's so stereotypical of our culture where there's always,
yes.
you know, the women compete because it's a very, a culture that still holds on to very traditional gender roles.
Very much so.
And,
yes.
you know, but still very strong women, women who are, you know, very much in the leadership role as well because there's no one more important in an Italian family than mama.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time, so it has this weird dichotomy. So the women always compete, you know, who can do what best?
Wow.
You know, of those typically female roles, which is basically cooking and cleaning. So you're really down to cooking. And my great-grandmother, as long as she was living, she was going to reign supreme.
She took the cake.
And the meatball. I'll tell you what, I don't know that I ever had meatballs at my great-grandmother's house. She's Northern Italian. That's the thing, because the food is regional. Northern Italians.
I didn't know that.
So there's
a dividing line somewhere in Italy? There's a non-meatball area in Italy?
It's not a no-meatball area.
Right.
It's a we don't do that as often.
So is there a sign at some point? Am I driving along some beautiful road?
Yes.
Hey, you
starting
know,
here, meatballs.
I've got to, yes. Yeah,
polpette.
You even know what the sign would read.
Yes.
You are amazing. My God. So and all of a sudden, I'm driving along. I pass this sign, and I'm thinking, oh, I have to amend my dinner plans for tonight.
Yeah, no.
Because I was going heavy with the meatballs. Now I can't because I would be ostracized by the community.
But yes, you gotta just know where you are. Well, and it's really funny because actually, and this was the other thing I did while I was judging the competition, and I literally had 200 people yell back at me. If you ever want to, particularly a New York, New Jersey area Italian,
yeah.
you want to get them fired up, ask them if it's sauce or gravy.
Whoa, because it's gravy.
Thank you. Okay, here's my thing.
Watch The Sopranos.
Here's
I know.
My thing.
Yes.
I use them interchangeably.
See, and you shouldn't do that.
I use them interchangeably on here because I think that also comes back to a regional thing. I think the immigrants from southern Italy, I think, say sauce more, and the ones from northern Italy say grape. I might have that backwards, but I use them interchangeably. And somebody asked, an Irish guy that I used to work with said to me, well, what do you call the brown stuff you put on mashed potatoes? And I said, you don't understand. We don't use it. It wasn't in the house, so it wasn't.
You don't put brown gravy on mashed potatoes?
No.
Never?
No.
Never?
No.
What do you put on your mashed potatoes?
Butter.
Okay, that's acceptable. But there's nothing else. You ever have pot roast growing up, roast beef?
Yeah.
Okay. So mom makes some mashed potatoes to go along with that on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, okay? Here we go. Summer of 95. You're a teenager, all right? Mom just made this
beautiful.
Yes, you were. Wait a minute. 95, you were a teenager, right?
I was 11.
Oh my God. 98. Summer of 98. Okay? It's the middle of the Clinton administration. Things are great right now. Okay? So all of a sudden, Mom decides to make a pot roast on a Sunday, mm-hmm. and she makes mashed potatoes. You never had the urge to take some of that gravy and just, you know, kind of make a little divot in the top of the mashed potato mountain and put it in there just to try it? Never?
No. If you finished your meat and you had the juices, the pan juices left from the meat, then maybe you
Oh, please.
Smush.
See, that's how you're going to get out of this. Oh, it just ran that way.
Yeah,
and all
it did.
Of a sudden,
no, but she never took the pan juices and made a gravy out of them. They were always just left
this
in the pan
like
with the meat.
This is like Italian kosher all of a sudden here. The gravy and the potatoes can never meet on the same dish.
No, well, and believe it or not, I was a picky eater as a kid.
How picky?
Very picky.
As a 12-year-old in 1995.
As a little kid?
Really?
Very picky. Bread, butter, pasta, butter.
Holy
moly. That was
all.
It wasn't until I started high school that I started eating better.
Wow. Every time we do a show, I learn more and more about you. It amazes me to think that once we start our five-day show, how much I'm going to learn about you, the aggregate of the knowledge, the Karen knowledge, is going to increase exponentially each
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely.
Jiminy Christmas.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm sorry. I took you way off the path.
No.
We were driving around in Italy.
We were driving in Italy looking for meatballs.
Meatball zone.
Yeah.
And somehow we end up back in the 90s with you with your whole thing, Italian kosher rules of
gravy.
Well,
which is fine
and,
because
whatever.
We just learned last week that the 90s are back. So
Thank
we're
you.
Good.
That's
We're good to go.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
The different sauces are regional as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got into that with sauce versus gravy. So the traditional marinara, the tomato sauce, that one's pretty generic across the continent. But like basil pesto is originated from Genoa, the city of Genoa.
Uh-huh.
So northern Italy. Some of the more white, light, creamy sauces from the north.
That's north.
Yeah. The heavier stuff, the meat base, a ragu, a bolognese, that's the south.
The store brand ragu.
No.
Oh,
there's a sauce.
Really?
There's a type of sauce called ragu. Put the jar down against my religion.
Really? Dollar at Shop, right? There you go.
No.
Really? How about that 85 cent vodka sauce for those Kelowna people? Do you like that stuff? No. Guess not. Boy, you know what?
I don't even know because we don't buy.
You don't buy that stuff.
Jarred sauce?
Yes. Never?
Who are you talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. When you were back in college, okay?
You know what?
Never even then.
Okay.
You're making sauce from, so you're making gravy from scratch in a dorm.
Yes, I was.
In a freaking dorm.
Yes, I was. And you know what I used to get because it was cheaper? Because
what?
You know what?
Tell me. They
sell a little 6-ounce can of contadina crushed tomatoes for 60 cents. You just put that, a little salt, pepper, and basil. And you put it in the saute pan for a little bit, heat it up, you boil your pasta, you pour it in, you toss it all together, a little pat of butter, some Parmesan cheese, and dinner's on the table.
How did you do this? Because I know where you went to school, and there was no supermarkets around there then. Where did you?
There was.
Really?
Yeah.
In that immediate area?
I had a car.
Oh, there you go.
I was one of the few students
so
that had
I do
a car
know where you
on
went.
Campus.
All right. So then you were able to get your 60-cent little can and do your thing.
Yes.
All right.
Otherwise, we had to go to the dining hall, in which case we just...
Oh, you don't want
to
eat that? That's drivel. That's awful.
Chicken patties and mac and cheese.
And the worst thing, they were actually blending the gravy with the mashed potatoes. So you could walk in and I could see you back then.
I wasn't touching those mashed potatoes.
You know what it is? It is the winter of 2003. And there you are. You're a newbie over at college.
Livingston College.
Thank you very much. Same place I went to, which is really weird when you think about this and this whole world. And there she is, and all of a sudden they've got gravy in the mashed potatoes, and they are violating your Italian kosher rules here.
I was the only person to lose 15 pounds freshman year. I used to call my mother in tears. Mom, the food is so bad. Can I come home?
It's terrible. It's cafeteria food.
It's
high school food every day, all the time.
But I had so many. But my friends would eat. They'd be like, oh, the guys would come with like plates mounded. I'm like, dude, you got like 8 chicken patties there. What are you doing with all that?
Wow. You know, I got to tell you something about dining halls, though, real fast.
Yeah.
The other day, I'm with my son. We're over at Fordham University. All right?
Uh-huh.
My son is actually interested in going there. And we stumbled
Good
upon the dining
you.
Hall. Well, thank you. He's got to get a scholarship if he's going there.
Exactly.
Do you know Cozy comes in one day and they provide all the food? They're getting these really good restaurants in and around. If you're not from New York, and you're not, obviously, if you're listening to this in Omaha right now, Cozy is this really cool type restaurant. It's like wraps baked
very
in this
little,
open fire.
Yeah, like chic cafeteria. Very
salads.
New York.
You can get very healthy stuff. stuff there as well if you choose to do so. They're coming in and they're taking care of the dining needs every Tuesday.
Wow.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
We can extend this segment for 2 minutes because this is really fascinating. And then Ahmad Rashad can tell people about whatever happened to Rusty Staub next hour. Don't worry about it. I'm kind of sick of that anyway. But I love the network very much. Anywho, all right. So let's get back to where we were.
All right. So really fast. So we just want to touch on something else because we are starting Lent, or we're into Lent. If you are Christian of some denomination, I believe everybody does Lent.
We're all doing the Lent thing.
Everyone's doing the Lent thing.
Yes.
But I have to laugh and I have to ask the question. You know, so when I was a kid in Catholic school, even as a small child, they would make the kids fast on a Friday. I remember. Oh, yeah. You'd only think
even then
in Catholic. Yeah, because it wasn't until I was already a teenager that they changed the rule that if you were under 14, you didn't have to fast during
Lent.
It was
just fish only, no meat on Friday. Really? You guys are fasting?
Well, fasting just to the point, we used to get a little bowl of chicken soup for lunch. That was the school lunch.
It's not fasting.
It's not fasting, but it was just.
You could ask any chicken, that's not fasting. You're still eating me, buck buck. That's, you know.
No, not chicken, it's just the noodles. The noodles and the veggies and stuff like that.
No chicken.
Just a little bowl of soup, yeah.
It's not chicken soup.
No, all right. So it wasn't chicken soup. A little bowl of soup.
You are a cooking expert. That's not chicken soup.
Vegetable noodle soup.
Thank you.
Vegetable noodle soup. But I'm curious as to, and what? I would love to hear from folks on our Facebook page and Twitter and whatnot, who does still do fasting or no meat or fish during the week? And I'm curious to find out because I think a lot of people do it more now, not necessarily for religious reasons, but for health reasons.
Good point. I would think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
It cleanses the body. It cleanses the soul.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All at once.
So, and if you've noticed, a lot of the fast food chains have already started to release their fish sandwich.
Yes, they have.
And if you go onto my website, I have my own homemade fish sandwich recipe for everyone, so you don't have to buy the Curious Fish Sandwich.
And pray tell, how would we get to that website?
That would be caradefalco.com.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And pray tell, if I wanted to watch you actually prepare food, where would I go to do such a thing?
That would be YouTube.
Really?
YouTube, Caris Cucina.
Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to buddy up with you on Facebook and learn all there is about the Cucina, how would I do that?
Facebook.com/CaraDeFalco.
And if I'm a person that lives in a world of 140 characters, a little thing called Twitter, would I do that?
At Cara DeFalco.
See how skilled I am at doing that?
Yes,
see, I just seamlessly just fit all that right in.
Just threw all that in there for me. Thank you.
And we didn't miss a beat. Yes. That was amazing. That was one of the most enjoyable Cucina segments we've done.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
We blew out two network segments. I don't care, but you know, this is better than that. All right. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kyra DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.